Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. As the eyes of sub-Saharan Africa await the touchdown of Barack Obama's Air Force One shortly after sunset local time in Ghana, the eyes of Washington are on a speech that the president gave and also a news conference about a little less than an hour ago in L'Aquila, Italy, before he departed, or before he departed for the Vatican, where he's going to actually have an audience with Pope Benedict shortly this morning. So from climate change to the economy to Iran to American health care, many issues of concern to people here in the United States. And joining us to help analyze the speech is April Ryan, White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Networks. She joins us from Washington, along with our friend and takeaway Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. April and Todd, good morning.
Good morning.
So, April, let's begin with you. What was the issue that most concerned the reporters asking the president? And a lot of domestic issues were covered this morning.
It was very interesting because, you know, no matter whether the president is overseas or here at home, the economy is first and foremost. You know, you've got issues, announcements from GM today. You've got, you know, the vice president just this week talking about how they missed unemployment numbers. And then you've got on Capitol Hill talk about a second stimulus. So this president is going to be dealing with this, whether it's at home, on American soil, or abroad. And you've got to remember, this is his number one priority, along with the war that he's trying to refocus in on now with Afghanistan.
Were there any questions on Afghanistan, April?
No, but you had an issue towards the very end, really on Iran, and that really was very, very interesting to hear how he tried to talk about how the G8 members were making statements on Iran. But you have to remember, the Iran issue is about what kind of level of engagement, no matter what. They have to engage. The world community has to engage with Iran because you have issues of terrorism and you have issues of nuclear weapons. And if you do not engage with Iran, you don't know what's going on. At least, I mean, you know, what we've heard from the national security community is that, you know, our intelligence on Iran is not good at all. And, you know, we've talked about faulty intelligence in other parts of the world, but our intelligence on Iran is very faulty. And then if we don't engage with them, it would be much worse.
Well, you know, it's interesting, April Ryan, who's the White House correspondent from American Urban Radio Networks, were talking about what Barack Obama said at a news conference that was held within the hour over in Italy. Many domestic issues. But, you know, he was not asked. It seems to me he really does get a pass from the global reporters on his own war in Afghanistan. There's an offensive going on in Afghanistan right now. But let's shift to domestic issues.
I never believe anything is do or die. But I really want to get it done by the August recess.
He's talking about health care there. Todd Zwillick, he didn't set a deadline to legislators in Congress who might be watching this news conference this morning, but he wants to get health care done by August. Any idea?
Well, what he kind of did was remove the deadline, because the August deadline has always been the one suggested by House and Senate leaders and by the White House. And I think they realize that that's starting to slip a little bit. And this is a fight among Democrats. We all know that the Democrats have the votes now. They've got that 60 in the Senate, and they've got huge majority in the House. But there's a big fight among different factions in the Democratic Party about how to pay for this $1 trillion. For healthcare reform that we've been talking about this whole time. House Democrats have a plan now that they want to have a surtax on wealthier people who make more than $250,000, and a lot of people in the Senate call that a non-starter. They're not even going to think about it. Meanwhile, the plan that that this bipartisan group in the Senate had to maybe think about taxing health benefits, richer, you know, health benefits,
sure,
around $15,000, that's falling by the wayside. That August deadline looks like it's probably going to slip at this point.
All right, so do or die, not do or die. August is not do or die, means that the health care deadline is slipping. We've got climate change, all sorts of compromise on climate change, both in the domestic agenda and at the G8 summit. You've got the economy continuing to deteriorate. April Ryan, I'm hearing climb down from some of the issues that were really, really important to Barack Obama during the campaign and in the first 100 days.
Well, you know, this president has said that, look, you know, when I want to come through on my promises, but at the same time, forgive me, I'm in the car with my daughter as we're talking.
You don't have to ask for forgiveness. Daughters are permitted on this program. That kid ban on Morning Edition, it doesn't apply here.
Well, here's the issue. This president has said, you know, I come into office and I have to deal with a lot of issues. Climate change is one of the issues that he wanted to deal with globally. A lot of the world leaders are not necessarily with him, and he made that point. That's something that he wanted to deal with. He's even met with Al Gore about this. This is a major issue. And, you know, he's even, just in the last couple of weeks, this president has talked about working on changing light bulbs in the White House to try to help with global warming and things of that nature. And this president is concerned about that. But, you know, he's got so many issues, and you have to figure out what battles to tackle and which ones to save for another day. So I think that's what he's trying to assess. He's trying to put all of them in the priority that he wants. But, you know, when you have to deal with other leaders and you can get some things through and some things not, you have to figure out what days and when you can push them
through. Pick your battles. April Ryan, we'll let you get on your way. White House correspondent for the American Urban Radio Networks, talking about Barack Obama's news conference within the hour. Todd Zwillick, before we go, does the president, based on what he said today, bring anything back from this trip?
Well, you know, the one thing that he really needs to bring back on the climate change issue is some sense that we're going to get cooperation from countries like China and India. Those are big polluters and going to be even bigger emitters of carbon into the future. And he's got a lot of moderate to conservative Democrats in his own party who don't want to vote for a climate change bill unless they get something out of China and India. Now, the G8 is not necessarily the forum for that, but there's certainly observers there. And he's not coming back with any kind of, you know, with any kind of real something to deliver to them. He's going to need some assurance for Midwestern Democrats that they're not going to vote for something and then, you know, that's going to limit their industries and then have India and China emitting more carbon.
Well, critics and skeptics at the G8 and in among the international leaders in Italy are certainly giving grist for the debate on climate change in the Congress among those skeptical Democrats. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Todd Zwillick in Washington, and Mark Garrison now has our headlines.
Thank you, John. 29 minutes after the hour.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.